So on page 26, chapter 10, the dedication. By the merit of my having written the way of the Bodhisattva, may every wandering being enter the Bodhisattva's ways. May everyone in all directions who's anguished or diseased, in body or mind, gain through my merit an ocean of happiness. As long as they are in samsara, may their happiness never wane. May beings continuously obtain the Bodhisattva's joy. May all the beings in the hells, as many as there are, in every universe delight in the joys of the blissful realm. May all those stricken by cold find warmth, those stricken by heat be cooled, by boundless oceans of waters born from great clouds of Bodhisattvas. May sword-leaf forests become for them thick groves of sandalwood. May the trunks of Shamali trees grow into wish-fulfilling jewels. May the visions of the hells become delightful, with the lakes of aromatic lotuses, made beautiful by grey geese, ducks, ruddy geese, white swans, and so forth, calling pleasantly. May the heaps of embers become mounds of jewels, the burning ground become a crystal floor. May the crushing mountains also become temples of worship that are filled with sugatas. From today onward may the rains of lava, embers and weaponry be a rain of flowers. May those who smite each other with their weapons from now on playfully toss flowers instead. May those sunk in the unfordable river, whose water is like fire, their flesh all fallen off, their bones as white as jasmine flowers, by the power of my virtue achieve the body of a god, and dwell in goddess's company by the Mandakini. What frightens so the terrible henchmen of the Lord of Death, the crows and vultures, whose might they wonder, this fine power dispelling the gloom all round and bringing us joy? Looking up, may they see Vajrapani blazing in the center of the sky. Freed of misdeeds by the power of utter joy, may they consort with him. Seeing a rain of blossoms mixed with scented water drench and extinguish the infernal conflagrations, may the beings in hell be sated with a sudden pleasure, and wondering why that is, behold their Padmapani. Friends, cast away your fear and hurry here. Who could this be now come to us, relieving all our suffering, exuding the energy of joy, protecting beings from all, the Bodhisattva who has roused compassion, the youth with hair and a topknot who dispels our every fear. Behold, see how 100 gods revere his lotus feet with their tiaras. His eyes are moist with compassion, a shower of many flowers falls upon his head. Lookest at this lovely palace where 1,000 goddesses praise him in song. May the denizens of hell let forth such a clamor when they behold Manjugosha. Then through my virtue may the beings in the hells, seeing a cloud of bodhisattvas free of obscurations, by some mantra bhadra shower down on them a comforting, cool, fragrant rain, take true delight. May animals fear of being eaten by one another vanish. Like humans in Uttarakuru, may hungry ghosts be happy. May streams of milk falling from the hands of noble Lokeshvara ever satiate, breathe, and refresh the preta-hungry ghosts. May everyone who's blind now see, and may the deaf always hear. May the pregnant give birth without pain, just like Queen Maya Devi. May those who are naked obtain clothing, the hungry acquire food. May those who are thirsty procure water and delicious beverages. May beggars gain prosperity, those racked with grief gain joy. May the despondent be relieved and have great stability. May every being who is sick be swiftly cured of illness. May none of wanderers' maladies ever occur again. May those who are frightened have no fears, may all in bonds be freed. May the powerless be powerful and friendly with each other. May all directions be propitious for every traveler. May they accomplish without effort the aims for which they travel. May those embarked on boats and ships accomplish their intentions, and may they safely reach the shore to rejoice with their families. May those astray on desolate paths meet travelers and journey, unafraid of bandits, tigers, and such, with ease and unfatigued. May the young and old, without protection in wretched roadless wilds, asleep, inebriate, or mad, be guarded by the gods. Freed of a lack of leisure, may they have faith, compassion, and prajna. May they, with perfect food and conduct, recall their past lives always. May all have wealth as endless as the treasury of the sky, enjoying it as they wish without any quarreling or threats. May beings with little vitality be vigorous and robust. May those ascetics with bad physiques have the most sublime bodies. May all the women in the world become powerful people. May those who are lowly gain high status and also vanquish pride. May every being, without exception, through this merit of mind, abandon all misdeeds and then act virtuously always. Never parted from bodhicitta, may they engage in enlightened conduct. May they be accepted by the Buddhas and give up the acts of Maras. May every sentient being have immeasurably long life. May all live happily forever. May the word death be unheard. May pleasure groves of wishing trees filled with Dharma proclaimed by Buddhas and the Buddha's offspring abound in all directions. Everywhere may the ground be free of gravel and so forth, as even as a palm as smooth as Vedurya in nature. May great assemblies of bodhisattvas be seated all around, and may they beautify the earth with their magnificence. May all corporeal beings hear the unceasing sound of Dharma from every birch tree and light ray and even from the sky. May they perpetually encounter the Buddhas and their children, and with boundless clouds of offerings revere the teacher of beings. May the gods make the rains fall in season, may crops be excellent. May monarchs act according to Dharma, and may the people thrive. May medicines be efficacious and mantras be accomplished. May dakinis and rakshasas and such be compassionate. May no sentient being be miserable, none wicked, none diseased. May none be fearful or despised, let no one be unhappy. May thriving with reading and recitation, may tables be well established. May the Sangha, always harmonious, accomplish its purposes. May persons with the wish to train find solitary places, give up all distraction and meditate with minds that are workable. May the bhikkhunis be supported and give up quarrels and harm. May everyone who has gone forth have unbroken discipline. May those who've broken vows repent and always giving up wrong be born in the higher realms and keep their vows inviolate. May panditas be venerated and also receive alms. Their mind streams pure, may they be known in every direction. Without enduring the lower realm's pains or undergoing hardship, with a body better than a god's, may beings soon become Buddhas. May every being frequently make offerings to all Buddhas. May they be happy always with the Buddha's infinite bliss. The Bodhisattva's wishes for the sake of beings fulfilled. May sentient beings easily gain what the protectors intend. Likewise, may the Pratyeka Buddhas and Shravakas be happy, until through Manjusha's kindness I achieve the level joyous. Always may I recall my lives, go forth and be ordained. Even with meager fare may I live with vitality. In all my lives may I find places of perfect solitude. Whenever I have the wish to see him or ask of him a question, may I see without impediment Manjushri the protector. Just as Manjushri acts to achieve the benefit of all beings, to the ends of space in the 10 directions may my deeds be the same. For as long as space endures, as long as there are beings, I will remain to eliminate the sufferings of beings. Whatever the sufferings of wanderers, may they all ripen on me. May the Sangha of Bodhisattvas bring beings to happiness. Soul cure for beings suffering, wellspring of all content. May the teachings remain for a long time, supported and respected. I bow to Manjushri, through whose kindness a virtuous mind arose. I also bow to the spiritual friends whose kindness made me thrive. Osanam de tam jese pani tobne ne pedranam pam chene geganachi barla trubai Sipe tsole dro wa dro wa shum.